Israeli helicopter gunships carried out another missile attack in the Gaza Strip today. Palestinian doctors said two bystanders were killed and more than a dozen people were wounded, including the target, a member of the militant Hamas faction. Shortly after the attack, Hamas leaders denied reports that the group had agreed to a 3-month ceasefire with Israel. Palestinian officials called the ceasefire reports premature. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Jerusalem. Peter, I guess we should start with the day's events in Gaza. The Israeli army says its missile strike was targeted at Hamas terrorists, but the fatalities were civilians.
That's right. The army did confirm that it was behind the missile strike. It said the target was a Hamas cell, as they put it, believed to be on the way to carrying out a Qassam rocket launch. And such rocket launches have been a familiar sight from parts of the Gaza Strip. Palestinian witnesses in the area, which is a village east of Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza Strip, the witnesses reported seeing at least 3 missiles hit not the car carrying the target, the Hamas fighter, but a nearby vehicle. And Palestinian doctors said a man and a woman in that vehicle were killed and a number of other bystanders were wounded. The Hamas man was one of those injured, reportedly had his leg amputated. The Israelis, however, were not the only ones carrying out attacks today. 2 Hamas men earlier in the day attempted to infiltrate an Israeli army post. This is according to Hamas, which claimed the attack. The soldiers responded and a gunfight ensued and the 2 Hamas men were killed. Also inside Israel, in an Israeli Arab town near the West Bank today, 2 men from Nablus were caught with a 20-pound bomb.
The Israeli missile strike occurred just as Palestinian officials were telling reporters that a 90-day ceasefire had been agreed to by Hamas and Islamic Jihad, as well as Yasser Arafat's Fatah movement. Now that announcement is being downplayed by some, denied by others, what do we actually know?
Well, I've been talking to Palestinian officials, and they say it looks like the ceasefire declaration may have been a bit premature, although not necessarily wrong. It's just still in flux. Talks have been focused heavily on Palestinian faction leaders outside the West Bank or Gaza, mainly in Damascus most recently, and the reports of a 3-month ceasefire agreed to reportedly by Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and the Fatah movement were based on those Damascus discussions. And when word trickled back to the local Hamas leaders in the Gaza Strip, the reaction of 2 of the local leaders, Abdulaziz Rantisi and Mahmoud Zahar, was a swift denial. Now, the authority officials say that doesn't mean the ceasefire is off the table, just that things are still ongoing. There's heavy Egyptian pressure to achieve this. But we haven't seen the commitments from the Israelis yet that the Palestinians are seeking, that they say they need in order to get the ceasefire.
One of the interesting wrinkles in the ceasefire talks has been the apparent involvement of a senior Palestinian official, Marwan Barghouti, who is currently in an Israeli jail on terrorism charges.
That's right. Barghouti has been sending emissaries to Cairo and then Damascus as part of these talks. Palestinian officials told me he's very much involved and in favor of a ceasefire, provided it applies to Israel as well and does lead to political progress. His involvement sounds a little odd since he's in prison. He's up on charges of orchestrating attacks against Israelis. But in another sense, it does lend some credibility to the ceasefire talks, since the Al-Aqsa Brigade, at least, which is an armed wing of the Fatah movement, has told NPR in the past that their commanders will stop their attacks not when Arafat says to or Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, but when Marwan Barghouti tells them to. Now, Israel, of course, we must remind everyone, is treating these reports skeptically. Their only interest in a ceasefire is as a prelude to an effort to disarm the factions, and President Bush agrees with that.
Now, meanwhile, the talks between the Palestinians and the Israelis aimed at a security handover in parts of Gaza and in Bethlehem were also put off. What's happening there, Peter?
Well, this is where the Palestinians are hoping to see the confidence-building gestures from Israel that they need, the pullback of troops, easing of travel restrictions. But Israel has thousands of Jewish settlers in Gaza to worry about, and they're worried about things like having the main road in Gaza open without checkpoints and possibly having joint patrols with the Palestinians. Now, these talks are separate, but they both need to succeed if the roadmap is going to have a chance of moving ahead.
Thank you, Peter.
Thanks, Michelle.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Jerusalem.